previously.
Bite it and rip its throat out, but there's acid damage imbued into that as well. So its head just kind of starts dissolving off of its body with its neck gone.
As you punch through that thick carapace and just start feeding on insect innard and dissolving it away slowly, it crumbles to the ground.
Yeah.
The mass of moth and grossness is slowly creeping towards you all.
Dang it, we didn't tell Reggie to leave.
I've learned to slow my heart rate.
Reggie, no!
I have bad news for you, as this slowly crawling mass has now made it to you.
Why does it attack dead things?
As it begins slowly dissolving you. And Crag, noticing a bit of a creaking every so often, as the structure appears to be of more questionable strength now.
And I teleport 5 feet through the onto the other side of the door.
Okay, big boy bold. You see a very densely covered in vegetation room. You notice some flowers over to one side, some large yellow ones, your large red ones, and way far in the room you notice some other, you know, large lily pad looking things, and then you also notice some pretty large fungus looking thing.
Oh no.
Hey Brutus, what do you see?
Oh crap, I have an idea. This doorway is 4 inches, right? Dino pulls out of his little null space chamber the hive mask. Rohan still has his, right? Dino kind of pokes the mask through and says,
Brutus, put this on.
I put it on.
And then Dino grabs Rohan's and puts it on.
One of the funguses appears to turn towards you, sort of directly towards you, and almost suddenly. And then you blink out. You do notice now a relatively large opening in the ceiling where you can see up to what would be presumably the next floor. And Dino, you do catch a glimpse every once in a while of a very similar plant to the one you fought in this room. You know that the pod appears to be keeping something alive and whatever's inside of it, and that it may not be doing that for long.
I want to wake it from cryo.
The pod opens up, you know, the glass top opens upward type of thing, and there is a large amount of liquid in this pod, and you can now see relatively clearly, Dino. This appears to be a diminutive, in fact, organism. Some small cuttlefish type creature.
Yep. But there does appear to be a fishbowl nearby.
Or, you know, a small vessel that could be used as a fishbowl, if that was something you were interested in.
See, Brutus is one of those people that doesn't really like to just leave things behind. It's like an unexplored type thing.
Yeah, I was about to blast.
This dude has a bad feeling about it, and you're like, ah, oh, Scoochie, let's go. Let's vote on it. That's how we do things, vote.
I think Rohan's the only one really voting against it, though.
Alright, fine. It's a majority. We'll go.
Alright, I think I'm going to teleport us 20 feet.
Alright, guys, get ready to attack some foliage, some underbrush.
Alright, let me get that line up then. Go ahead and quee-wee yourselves right now, and we'll go ahead and send that initiative, because as you alluded to, there will be a surprise round given this route of entry. You know, large white, mini-toothed fungus creatures begin lurching forward.
So, Ethan, if you remember what you said last time, you could just say it again, by the way.
Not a chance.
Or not say anything, because this isn't going to be a normal episode.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said, and I'm busy leveling, so we're just going to have to
roll. Don't worry about it. I'm going to do most of the talking, but please feel free for y'all to jump in and say things.
What if I do that? Is that good?
That'll be perfect.
Yes, that's he's not sinister shenanigans.
Say it twice.
Speaking of sinister shenanigans, I was going through my my Google Drive the other day and found all the music for that, including the Craig cut for the intro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's great.
Dude, the first time I
Daddy
moaned,
Craig.
It was amazing.
We'll go with that.
All right. Let me knock this one out. So.
Now recording.
Yeah, see, we're not going to have a normal intro this time.
Sup,
it's
Craig?
Recording.
Irritate, Craig.
Bro, Craig, do you want some of my Greek yogurt?
Neither do I. Greek yogurt? Ooh. Is that what the kids call it nowadays?
No, dude, it's plain Greek yogurt with protein in it.
Are you eating that right now? Why did you say that?
I am eating that right now.
Oh.
I look forward to the... I get to hear in a minute.
You didn't make any noise at all, just FY.
Let me turn on the crisp thing. Cut the garbage off. I look forward to the...
You made one noise.
Alright, so...
I gotta get a cheaper mic.
Yeah, alright, so in case those listening notice, this is a very short episode because somebody forgot to download episode 57 from Craig.
Hey, man.
No. It was due to audio difficulties. It was technical difficulties.
I'm okay having us point fingers at maybe me. But yeah, due to audio difficulties, we lost the episode. So we're going to do a quick little recap right before we do the next episode. So episode 57, we started off.
Tell us about it, Jeff.
Yeah, we started off in that big room full of pods because we decided to go through a wall and fighting a bunch of plant monsters. And just as we
tossed
get started,
salad.
Oh yeah, that's right. We did. We made a
most,
you know, we
most
made
of
a
them
joke
were fungus.
About
actually,
what are we talking about? Currently?
We made a joke about tossing salad.
We're talking about your Greek yogurt,
I don't
bro.
I like it.
Protein-fueled Greek yogurt. Anyway, so these fungus monsters.
Yeah, in the moment, Brutus immediately drops the jar that he was holding.
Oh,
he
dropped the
fish.
Jar on impact.
He dropped the bar of soap.
The cuttlefish fell out onto the floor.
Rather, it was hit out of my hands.
Oh, okay.
It was hit out on your backpack, but yes.
Same is that how he flavored it? Okay, yeah. The cuttlefish broke out of its jar onto the ground. And then shortly after, it woke up and formed a water body around itself and announced itself as Skylar's new character.
That's what it said, word for word.
I was hoping for Skylar to announce his intro again.
Dr. Gill, OBGYN, here to check your holes.
Yeah, it sounds funnier when he says it, not me.
There you go.
And then he proceeded to shoot us with needles and things, claiming to be helping us.
And probe people in the butthole.
I thought we weren't going to have to hear that again.
But as we fight these plant monsters...
You were sorely mistaken.
Yeah, as we fight these plant monsters, one of the fungus-y tentacled ones does a mind link. Dino kind of resisted it, and then he reciprocated and mind linked with it. And then it got really angry when it saw what we had already done in this place, killing other plant life.
It really wasn't our fault.
I know. I explained that Dino showed snapshots of it attacking us first, but apparently this thing didn't care.
Oh no, I was pointing out that they're not really sentient things and they don't deserve life, but okay.
Yeah, there was something. Oh yeah, when I mind linked with it, didn't Dino like not understand it too? Like it was not its language or something, it was alien.
Exactly. They can't deal to Hylax, so we don't care about it.
There was a saving throw in there that you rolled. And
that too.
Yeah, there were some issues. Yeah.
But anyway, because of that, we don't get to be peaceful, and we just kill all of them.
When are we ever peaceful anyway?
Dino tries. After we kill everything in the room...
Didn't Dino bite somebody in half?
That was the first
thing, baby.
Dino's the guy that cleaved his ally's head off.
Dino has... complicated. But after we kill everything, we talk to Dr. Gill a little more. We find out he was a researcher that got, and then he got knocked out, and that's the last thing he remembered. As we're all talking, Rohan noticed
we all noticed that Brutus was wearing the thorn crown now on his head, and Rohan got real concerned and convinced him to take it off.
Wrongly.
Yeah. We kind of rest up a little bit. Dr. Gill heals Dino and Crag.
Wisely.
We look around the room. A lot of the pods are popped open, and there's a lot of plant life. And some of them were sealed that have a bunch of UPBs, like organic UPBs, I think is how you described it.
Mm-hmm.
And Brutus gets the escape door open that we had saw from the other side of the room last time by burning away all the plants on this side to open it. And then he finds a hidden door and finds a staircase going up to the second floor.
But now, when you say hidden, you just mean covered in plants.
Yeah, it was covered in plants. But we say nope and take all the UPBs to the buggy and take a 8-hour nap outside. While we're napping and resting, Rohan has a daydream about some alien place and a lot of very large tentacles in the distance. And Dino has a dream of frolicking through the woods, and then it turns to a desert, and he feels lost and sees a dark-robed figure on its knees, and then he cleaves its head off.
Does he also see tentacles while he's on his knees?
No. But once he cleaves the head off of this unknown person, it's revealed that it's a red Vavelsaur. Backstory. But he wakes up in a cold sweat and has trouble getting back to sleep because he has another nightmare immediately of a creature destroying everything around him, and it's revealed to be Dino. But during all his nightmares, Rohan and Brutus went off hunting in the night and caught some small animals, and Brutus ate all of them, drained all of them.
For our listeners, they were bunnies. He killed bunny rabbits.
Were they bunnies?
And drained them all.
I forgot.
I was like, he's
I've been choking up because he killed bunnies.
Nice. I love the touch. Dedication to your craft.
Craig just has a huge soft spot for rabbits.
Oh,
bunny rabbits.
Dream Slayer in here.
Dude, I thought you were going to end that sentence as soft something else. Anyway.
Get your mind out of the gutter, sir.
Yeah, seriously, this is a clean show.
Yeah, God.
Family this is for children.
Dude, I'm eating off super clean. Greek yogurt, baby.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Anyway, next morning, 23rd of Farast, we're level 8. Woohoo! We all level up. And we have a very intense debate about going back inside the building, and it kind of lands on a vote, and the vote's kind of leans towards going back in the building, thanks to Brutus's convincing. So Rohan charges in. As we charge through the building to get to the staircase again, we find out the white filament swarm that we fought a few episodes ago, it's back, having spawned from the mantis corpses we killed, but we kind of kite around them because they're so slow. And then Rohan sprints up the stairs, and upstairs there's like collapsed ceilings, and then he gets smacked by a gigantic plant monster.
Yeah, I'm injured.
And he took a lot of damage, and that's how we ended episode 57.
Hi, I'm Caleb, and you're watching the Disney Channel.
That's good.
Okay. I gotta calm down. All right.
Leave all of that.